Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
So this is what's so juicy about the ego. It's very like, you know, sneaky. And so it will find... Oh, it has a whole menu. It's like, you remember the Cheesecake Factory's menu? It's like so long. It's like 98 pages. They're like, I can't handle it. Stop showing me so many options. So the ego is amazing because we think that the ego will just show up with like one excuse or one thought or one whatever. No, it has several different yummy things that it will decide to make the reason it's out of alignment. That's it. It's like my out of alignment thing is it's not that I'm afraid and it's not about the money, not necessarily, maybe a little, but the thing for me, and this is what it is. And I can show you evidence of it because I'm right, because I can show you how I'm right about this. And I can show you over here how I'm right is I don't know how to choose because there's all of these things. And then even if I did choose, oh, here's a second whopper, I wouldn't be able to focus on it long enough. So that's brilliant because your ego is like, cool, this will stop her in her tracks. She won't move it. Drip. Which is amazing. Now she's out of alignment. You know, it's like Al Pacino in Scent of a Woman was like, hoo-ah. It's like, it's got you, you know? And it's just like, so what if we decided today with so much fervor, right? That's gotten to a place where it's so boring and it's so uncomfortable that we're going to choose, right? To not let that thought cross the bridge again. We're just not letting it cross, right? Like Gandalf on the bridge. No, not today. You can't come through. So if it can't come through, we're just going to say like, right? Then what really is the sneaky secret thing your soul would just love to do if that's not an option anymore? And right now what's happening is there is an obsession with this small self, and this small self is like, I'm so important that I have to know my ROI. And I have to know if I'm going to like it. And I have to know that I'm really good at it. I have to know that of all my gifts, this is the gift and it has to look like this. Mm-hmm. And none of that's true. because your soul is so thirsty to serve. And it actually doesn't care really which way it serves as long as it's serving, right? Like,
right.
If you went to Disney World and God forbid you saw a 2-year-old and she got separated from her parents somewhere and you spent an hour and you were victorious in finding her parents, your soul would do jumping jacks like, that felt so good. Oh my God, I'll never forget being able to figure that out and help her to do that, right? Your soul will do jumping jacks. If you had a friend who just had a baby and you came over and she was exhausted and you rolled up your sleeves and just washed all her dishes, your soul would do jumping jacks. Your soul would be like, I just helped her. Like, that was totally selfless and I just like loved it and she's so happy. Look at her face. She can't believe. Look at the ROI on doing her dishes. She's so happy right now. Like, I can't believe. I want to do more people's dishes. Look how happy they are. Right? Mm-hmm. Like, your soul just wants to move into service. Just wants to move into service, right? So this saying yes thing and then worrying about it later, like, you're going to wind up, it can't miss you, okay? So the thing that you're meant to really, you're the note you're meant to play, your Stevie Wonder move, your dolphin dance, like the thing you're meant to do, it's going to be so obvious because it's going to be the thing that keeps chasing you and it won't be able to miss you when you're in, right? But right now you're not even in the current. You keep looking at the river, but once you get in the river, it's just going to move you right to where it needs to be, right? Somehow we were on this boat and the guide was like, yeah, you know, we have certain temperatures where the dolphins can swim. And when the water drops below 70, they take off and they leave mm-hmm. this river and they go south and then they come right back. It's like, they know what to do, right? And he said, oh, and it's amazing because nature knows how to diversify. So he was showing us like these kind of dolphins come from this part of the world and they go home and they come, right? They like, it just knows what to do. It just knows what to do, but it's got to be in the water. Like, it's got to be in its ecosystem. Mm-hmm. In flow, and then it just takes it where it needs to go every single time. It can't miss you because you are in flow. Right now, the biggest hang up is you're not in the current because you keep looking at the current and overthinking the current, right? Just get into the vibe. I started, right, writing music. Then I'm working with songwriters. Next thing I know, I'm like coaching songwriters. Now I'm like making money, making songs, helping people make their songs. Next thing I know, I'm like doing this podcast. Next thing I'm like, oh, the through line was this thing I do that helps people totally and fully hear that they can believe in themselves. And then they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, whoa, like I did that in the songs I wrote. And then I did that. And it's like, it wasn't my job. It wasn't my job as like this right. little three-dimensional ego to suss that out. Imagine a book trying to understand its author. Like, page 48 is trying to understand the author of the book. Like, the creation can't understand the creator. Like, we can't. Do you understand string theory? I don't. If you told me like, oh, well, Kat, do you know the difference between Jupiter and Saturn and which one is cooler and hotter? No clue. But do they exist? Oh, they freaking exist. Does it take up mass and size? Very much so. I don't understand any of it. I don't get it. Right? When I got pregnant with my daughters, I don't remember doing very much. I just know I keep going to the doctor and he's like, oh, look at the body. It's growing. She's got a heart. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm just hanging out. I'm sleeping, eating, hanging out with my friends. I'm not in charge. I wouldn't know how to make feet. I don't know how to do that, but I'm here for it. Right. So it's like, if we can stop looking at it and analyzing it, and this is the good news for you. And this is for anybody that's here. It's like, the stronger your analytical mind, the greater your potential to let go of that. And that's what's going to be so, it's going to just feel so good. So I will, you know, give you this just loving permission. It's like, what would be the easiest next freaking way that you can move into generously pouring from yourself more oxygen, more love, more joy? What's that next tiny little thing? Because Candace Nelson wasn't sure that she was going to love making cupcakes. And then actually now she sold that and she's making pizza. And now she's doing VC stuff where she's just helping other people with their businesses and writing books and figuring it out. It's not her job, right? Never was. And it just never will be, right? And she just couldn't predict that Oprah was going to call and she was going to wind up on the Oprah show. And that's actually why it was so fun. because the movies that you know the endings to are really boring to watch, but the ones where you go, I didn't know that was about to happen. That's so cool, right? Your whole body goes, ah, you get all the tingles because it's a surprise. It's a delight.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.